Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast. And welcome to our 81st podcast, the Beau Rivage, a big yes. And we're coming to you today from beautiful Western Pennsylvania, where our celebrity groundhog up there in Punxsutawney said we can look for an early spring. And that's great news. Hey, and we got a call from someone we trust very much with their opinions on casinos. And that's Elaine and Jerry, who are at the Beau Rivage recently, actually just a few days ago. So let's start the show right after our bugle charge with a call from Elaine, calling us from Biloxi, Mississippi. And here's our trip report from Elaine.
Hi, this is Elaine and Jerry. We're from Leechburg, PA. We recently took a trip to Beau Rivage in Biloxi, Mississippi, along with John and Bee. Beau Rivage Casino is a beautiful casino, well over 1,700 rooms. The rooms were very large and clean. We had a good meal at the buffet. We're not big buffet eaters, but it was very good, very clean, big selection. We also found a cafe called The Roasted Bean. It had great coffee, and we fell in love with their beignets. They were awesome. One advantage, too, to having going to the casino in Mississippi, they have comp drinks while you're playing. There was a good selection of slot machines as well as tables. As far as anything negative, we really couldn't find anything really that we didn't like. Service was excellent, and we would definitely go back. The pool also was gorgeous. There was a hot tub and large cabanas that you could rent. The view was beautiful of the Gulf. It's definitely a must visit. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Well, anything that Elaine would say, I would trust her, because Elaine was a bank loan officer, and I went to her when I had to borrow money to buy a 36-foot Gibson houseboat. It wasn't something I could write a check for, and I got to know her. She also married a high school friend of mine, Jerry, and Jerry, boy, he's seriously one of the best trout fishermen, dry fly and wet fly, in Pennsylvania. And back in high school, he was one hell of a baseball player, too. But I have a great story about Elaine and casinos. We had gone to Las Vegas with them, and we were at Ellis Island. And, you know, we were there to take advantage of that special steak deal, you know, with the coupon. Best steak in Las Vegas for, you know, whatever it was, $7 or something like that. And Elaine and Janie said, "Oh, I'll play the slots." There was a little bit of a line. You know, we thought we'd be there like 20 minutes or so to get into the restaurant. And Jerry and I think we just had a beer. I think we played maybe a couple hands of blackjack. But anyway, while we were waiting to get in, because they said they'd just call us, you know, Elaine won $1,200 on a slot machine, which made that steak dinner taste a whole lot better, you know, which is good anyway. But we've gone also to the Rocky Gap Casino Resort in Western Maryland with them. And, you know, she's a sophisticated lady, as Janie is, and very high standard. So she's saying she'd go back, and it was wonderful. I found out that the Beau Rivage, you know, on the Gulf Coast, as Elaine said, the view's beautiful from the pool. They do also have beach access. You know, it's a little bit like Atlantic City that way. And they have full laundry service. That's available. And, of course, it's an M Life property, and 24/7 front desk is always important. From people in the Pittsburgh area, we often get offers that fly out of Latrobe, PA, not the Pittsburgh International Airport, but the Latrobe Arnie Palmer Airport, the famous golfer. It's a discounted flight, you know, and discounted stay. So we'll probably end up going to Beau Rivage. Maybe we'll be there with Jerry and Elaine one time. But I guess, as the episode's name is, Beau Rivage, yes, that's a big yes by Elaine, and we thank her for her trip report. Jerry and Elaine didn't return back to Western Pennsylvania. They're going to stay another, finish out February in the panhandle of Florida. Yeah. Sort of a get to that summer heat a little bit sooner than people back in the Pittsburgh area. So we're looking forward to welcoming them home come March 1st. All right. Thanks again, Elaine. And see you soon, Jerry. Take care. We'll be right back after a musical interlude. I'll try that with something new. Collins Avenue Short. Ah, this garage band repertoire. I'm going to reach out and see what else we could present to you with these musical interludes, okay? Or also known as short breaks. We want to talk a little bit about our CRAPS, 3-2-1 CRAPS, which was a system that we advocate for low rolling from the pass line. And, of course, we suggest that you take a look at it on Color Up, narrated and produced by Jeremy Ellerick, YouTube, 3-2-1 CRAPS, and you'll find it. Just search YouTube. But we think we hit a milestone there. There's been 154,000, that's 154,000 views in just 1 year. 3-2-1 CRAPS. And so it must mean something to somebody because people seem to be going to it and watching it. But I sort of get like a little bit tense about it because I wrote a book, you know, on CRAPS called Craps Across America, which I probably should have named Playing Craps Across America. But the book sold 1,900 copies, and it was my first effort. So my book deal was $1.19 per book, which I thought, you know, was nice for a first time out. But the book sold for $8.95. You can buy it on the internet because it's out of print for a couple hundred dollars, but don't do it. You'll learn just as much listening to our podcast for free. But I was thinking, boy, if I'd have got just 50 cents for everybody that watched the YouTube video, 154,000, I'd have been a lot better off. But that's not how it works, is it? No, I'll tell you. The publication of books today, it's just a different gig, you know, and I've been encouraged to write some more books. I appreciate that. You know, people have actually called me personally and asked me to write it, and one of the reasons I support Boyd Gaming the way I do is that they were one of the first major gaming companies to put my book on sale in their little stores that they had inside their casinos. But so that meant a lot to me at the time. And I always loved Boyd Gaming. But anyway, back to the point. 3-2-1 CRAPS. 154,000 views on YouTube. So if you haven't taken a look at it for free, make sure you do. All right? And you won't have to spend a cent. And we're not guaranteeing you anything. But I think it is a good way, often a successful way, to play from the pass line as a low roller. Okay. And speaking about low rolling, I didn't put $1,000 on the Super Bowl. I didn't put $500. I didn't put $100. But I put a big $50 fighting the spread because I did it very early. I picked Kansas City to win the Super Bowl. And they had to win by more than 1 point. And the spread actually went to 1.5 in their favor. So, but they took... I had to sweat through that game. I'll tell you what, that was the strangest game. We're going to be talking about it with Janie. It was a very strange one. Also, the halftime performance is something we don't bet on, but I enjoyed it. Janie has some rather interesting views on it. Certainly, it's not our music from our time, but that doesn't matter. I love the energy. I love the beat. It was the dancing. It was the dancing that probably attracted a lot of people to it. And, you know, we'll hear what Jenny has to say on that and the game as well. But I was, how can you just be so bad for three quarters, missing passes that you normally always make and throwing very poorly, making bad decisions, and then so good, you know, for the last 10 minutes or so? The Kansas City Chiefs scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. And their defense stepped up too, you know, with some important stops. But that was nice, you know. Almost a $50 win. You had to pay a little big there, but I'll take it. I'll take it. So we'll be talking about that. And then also, to close out the podcast today, I want to tell you that we'll be going to the Belterra in southern Indiana. That's Florence, Indiana, not far from Vivi, just a few miles from Vivi, Indiana. And I'll be there the afternoon of February 18th and probably all day on the 19th. Definitely be there at some part of the day. The last time we were there, it was a night when we started to play, and we had somebody came to play with us, and we both lost money. But the next day, I had a large group that came to play with Casinos USA, Coach Fav, and I had the dice, and I made them all. It was the first time I ever did that, so I'll never forget it. And I just wanted everybody who came last time. Of course, I paid for the beers, you know. They're not comped in the state of Indiana like they are down there at Beau Rivage, as Elaine said. But anyway, I'll be there. And this time I'll be wearing either a Nevada hoodie or a Notre Dame hoodie. So if you see a good-looking old guy who's having a birthday on February 19th and you want to shoot some craps with me and talk about the podcast a little bit, I'll be looking forward to it. So we'll be there February 18th. I'll be arriving, you know, before 4 to check in. So we'll be there that evening, and then February 19th, probably a good part of the day and the evening as well. All right, we'll be right back and we'll talk about the Super Bowl aftermath. Wow. And a big $50 because I picked the winning team. Right back. Well, Janie, we just finished watching our 54th Super Bowl. I can honestly say I've seen them all. How about you?
I don't remember if I saw them all. Actually, I know there's a couple that I wasn't interested in at all, didn't see. And a lot of those, we were at parties with other people. And, of course, it was a lot of food to eat, a lot of conversation. And so I probably just made my way around the buffet table or the snacks, and I didn't pay attention to all of them, no. If the Steelers were involved, yes.
I do remember there's early Super Bowls, and people aren't going to believe this, but they actually had a marching band at halftime instead of a show. But let's talk about the Super Bowl show first.
You mean the halftime show?
Yeah, the halftime show.
Oh, well, I consider J-Lo and Shakira Super Bowl athletes. I mean, at their ages of 43 and 50, to do what they did, the moves that they made, that energy level, they're every bit as fit as those Super Bowl athletes. And they both have children. And in fact, J-Lo's little girl was in part of the show. It was high energy, and I liked it.
Well, I've had a couple experiences with the Latin music. One was our anniversary trip to Los Cabos. Remember, we were on the beach. There was a party on the beach. Remember who the guitar player was?
Santana. Yeah.
I
love Latin music. Always have.
And the other one that where I really started to enjoy Latin music was from the Miami Sound Machine.
Oh, yeah. They're one of my favorites, too. Yeah. And this show reminded me some of their show and the energy levels that they always showed, too.
Well, when that show was over, the score of the game was 10-10 at halftime. But truthfully, it looked for certain. I had bet the $50 on Kansas City. But it looked to me like they were being outplayed by San Francisco. I mean, particularly that running game and that play-action passing game. I mean, at halftime, did you feel that Kansas City was going to come back?
Yes. I was a little disappointed in the first half and surprised that Patrick didn't run more. But I thought, well, I've had faith in him all the way. He can get those guys fired up, and they know that they can, you know, wait to the last minute. This is their third game in a row that they've done it. So, yes, I was confident they'd come back.
The San Francisco quarterback seemed like he was outplaying Patrick the second half. even, but all of a sudden the fourth quarter started and everything seemed to change. And Kansas City went on to score 21 straight points. And truthfully, Mahomes was really coming on, but it seemed to me that some of the calls on the field by the officials really helped him. And nobody's talking about that. But that's all part of the game, I know.
Well, I'm certainly not going to talk about that. The refs were there, and it goes both ways, and I've never been one. I never liked when anybody has blamed the refs because it doesn't come down usually to one call.
Well, I thought it might have in this one, if anybody remembers this. It was a sack that ended the possession of San Francisco, but actually the play started too late. I mean, it should have been a penalty on San Francisco, but there was no call. I mean, the play clock showed 0-0. But you know what? When there's a mistake in your favor, it's just like the old game of Monopoly. Bank error in your favor, you know? It's okay. But I just think Mahomes is obviously the quarterback who's arrived. And I think Kansas City can go on and go on. I think they do have to draft some defensive players.
Well, I think Patrick has a quality that everybody doesn't have as a quarterback. He has a great skill level or great skill levels, but he has that intangible that he knows he can wait and come through. He knows when he has to perform and perform well, and he's able to convince everybody else around him to do that. That's hard to do, to have the rest of your teammates trust you to that point.
NFL football, if there's one weakness in the game, it's that the quarterback is so important. You know, you can have a great defense, you know, you can have a great line, you can have great running backs, but if you don't have that franchise elite quarterback, it's unlikely you're going to get to the Super Bowl, and it's more unlikely that you're going to win it. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do, definitely.
And I think that's why this NFL draft coming to Las Vegas in April is going to be part of the Super Bowl aftermath, because there's some quarterbacks that could change the fortunes of teams. And who would you pick? Would you take Tua over Burrows, or would you take Burrow over Tua as the LSU quarterback or the Alabama quarterback? They're both in the draft.
Oh, absolutely LSU. I wouldn't even blink on that one.
Well, if Tua didn't get hurt and LSU still had the year that they had, I wonder if some people would have drafted Tua first. But nonetheless, I think that, to me, Burrows has the same kind of leadership qualities that you see in a Kansas City quarterback. Do you agree with that?
I do. I think his teammates, and he proved it by going there, transferring there. You know, he was unknown there. He's a new person on the team, and yet he was well accepted. And you have to have a certain aura about you to be accepted that way, to be trusted that way. And I think he possesses that, too.
Well, one of the things that may have made this Super Bowl more exciting than ever before is not the teams, because there's always been great teams in the Super Bowl and great quarterbacks and great defenses, but it's the fact that, 40 states have legalized gambling, and about half of them, or maybe more than half of those 40 states, also have legalized sports books, because, you know, it's just incredible how important sports betting is today. What's your thinking on that?
Well, I definitely agree with you there. And I know that when we are always in Vegas, we always go to as many sports books as we can. That's always been a, you know, fun part of our trip. We've been there for March Madness, which is a great time to be there. And so now with all the states legalizing sports betting, which is the newest element in a casino, there hasn't been a big change for quite a while. So we have an upcoming trip to Southern Indiana to our three favorite casinos there. And while we're there, all three of them have put in sports books. So we're going to tour them, visit them, and then report back on them.
Yeah, I told anyone who wants to shoot some craps with me, you know, no guarantees that I'll do anything good. But last time I made them all down at Belterra on the second day, that I'll be wearing a Nevada or Notre Dame sweatshirt if they want to join me. We'd like to certainly meet our listeners. Any final thoughts for the show today?
No, I just think that this past Super Bowl, it was a fun game to watch. It was a close game. I think everybody agrees. They like those nail biters. Don't win to the last minute. You can't leave the game early or turn it off early, rather than the blowouts.
Well, if any of our listeners are wondering about Janie's sports expertise, I married a character in the movie Diner, one that knew more about sports than her fiancé, the one that had to pass the sports question test so that her fiancé would marry her, because she clearly knows as much about college football and NFL football as I do. And, you know, sometimes more than my friends and me, we just look at her like in awe. And my son's inherited that. You know, he's a fantasy football player, and, you know, they know the general manager's names. They know every skilled position on every team, and I think he gets that from his mom. She just knows those kind of things. But we come to that point in the show where we love to say that Casinos USA is a special place where every day is Saturday. See you in a couple weeks, and thanks for listening.